Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, here we are. We've transitioned from summer to fall, and depending on when you're listening to this, Saturday the 24th of September or Sunday the 25th, it's hard to believe now the month of September is almost over. Last week's show generated a ton of interest. We were talking about the Breast Cancer Walk, which is upcoming in October 16th, and I encourage you to make Concord still the biggest and brightest breast cancer walk there is. People didn't realize that Concord, Manchester, and Boston are the three of the longest running Making Strides for Breast Cancer Walk. So one again, big shout out to Kathy for coming in and promoting it. And I hope to see everybody out there on October 16th at Memorial Field. The walk starts at 1 o'clock, but there's a lot of pre-game festivities, so to speak. Very, very inspiring. One of the most moving days of the year. So I'm certainly looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to October 9th, which is the 10-mile race that begins and ends right here at NHGI, right across the street from Delta Dental, and that raises money for the Boys and Girls Club. Later that day, October 9th, I'm actually getting married, but our warm-up is the 10-miler. But the week before that is an even more aggressive race, which we'll talk about momentarily. But with me is the CEO, founder, president, head coach of Acidotic Racing, Chris Dunn. Chris, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're a busy guy planning for Bretton Woods and other things, but I appreciate giving me about 25 minutes of your time this weekend.
Sure, Tom. It's always great to see you. Great to finally join you in studio as well.
Great. And of course, many of you that follow us know that Chris has been on the show generally Fridays prior to some big races. So let's take a step back, though, Chris, my listening audience is always interested in people's background. So I know you do a lot of different things, but how did you form Acidotic Racing, and tell us some of the themes of Acidotic Racing and as well as the definition of acidotic?
Sure, right. So, I guess now it's almost 15 years ago that my brother and I started adventure racing as an activity that he and I could enjoy together. And because back then, adventure racing is a team sport, and you need, three or four teammates to do it, we realized that we had to expand our network of athletic friends in order for us to participate in these events. So we started recruiting friends, more like actually talking them into these crazy ideas and these crazy races where we would, for 12 to 24 hours at a time, we would be running around the woods aimlessly looking for checkpoints as we paddled and ran and cycled and things like that, this adventure racing thing. And so really, Acidotic Racing began as an adventure racing team, and our network of friends began to expand as those friends talked their friends into joining us for these crazy type of events that we would do. It wasn't until maybe 10 years ago that Acidotic Racing as a business, as an event hosting business, came to be. Again, we just started as a team, as a group of like-minded individuals, athletes. But then eventually, I started thinking, I bet I could probably do and host events at least as good as some of the events that I had been at, and that was about the time that snowshoe racing started to gain hold here in New Hampshire, specifically with Paul Kirsch's race, Side Hiller, in Center Sandwich, that iconic New Hampshire snowshoe race that really got me involved in snowshoe racing initially. It was that race, Side Hiller, that really got me thinking about hosting events myself. And so Acidotic Racing, the event management company, sprang from my my chance to meet Paul and to get a sense for what he did and appreciate what he did. Acidotic, you ask about that a lot, and it's a really good question. First of all, it's oftentimes mispronounced. We hear acidotic a lot. That is not the correct pronunciation. It's acidotic, as you correctly stated.
So I get an A for that. Yeah. I was an English major in school, so this is good. All right.
That's phenomenal, Tom. We really need you to kind of help spread the word, and we're appreciative of you doing that. I always cringe. It's sort of a double-edged sword, right, when your name is announced at a large event, when the race announcer is announcing finishers, and they announce what team they're on, and then they get the name of the team wrong, and that's a little bit disappointing.
But I do see your teammates, including my fiance, are wearing more and more of the acidotic racing gear, so that must make you feel good.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's about this shared community, right? It's about this group of like-minded folks who get a chance to come together, oftentimes in fairly big numbers, at some of the larger trail races and mountain races, which, you know, our slant really is more off-road racing than it is on-road racing. But as you correctly pointed out, Ellen, of course, is a good example of an athlete who races on all surfaces, whether it's asphalt or trails or mountains. And many of our team members represent that multi-sport athlete.
And I know she enjoys snow racing. So the deal we have this winter is I'm going to do some snowshoe races if she then later goes skiing with me, which is my winter passion. So that's pretty cool. Upcoming, you have the race at Bretton Woods, which is a fell, known as a fell racing, which, doing a little research for the show, I guess the derivation, it was an English sport on the fells of northern Britain. Fell races are organized on the premise that contenders possess mountain navigation skills and carry adequate survival skills. So I'm getting a little nervous, Chris, because anybody who knows me knows that I'm super directionally challenged. So tell me about Bretton Woods, and can people still register for the race?
Sure. So our Bretton Woods fell race this year, we are calling Inferno. Every year we set out the checkpoints in different locations so that, you know, the race is a little bit different year to year. It's the same mountain, of course, but folks might be visiting different checkpoints from year to year. And the name of the event, again, this year the event is called Inferno. The name of the event is based on one of the ski runs at the resort that might play a crucial role in the event. In other words, most likely you will visit that ski run, whether it'll be at the top of the ski run or the bottom of the ski run. But if you are participating in the long course, and I'll get to the difference between the two courses in a moment, but if you are participating in the long course, you will visit that ski run Inferno. The event is Saturday, October 1st, and online registration will remain open until next Thursday. There will also be day-of-event registration, so if folks are not exactly sure, they may play it by ear with regard to the weather, they certainly can register on the morning of the race.
So tell us the two categories of the races, the one that does require some navigation skills and the one that may be challenging, but maybe more straightforward in terms of direction.
Sure. So what the spirit of fell racing, of course, as you described in the definition that you read, traditional fell racing in Europe is almost exclusively navigation based, where depending on the length of the course, checkpoints are set out multiple kilometers away from each other, so that, you know, even though the terrain and the topography is much different in northern England, in terms of the tree cover, you know, they just don't have the type of tree cover in the moors that we might, of course, here at Bretton Woods. So you can see for longer distances at a time, but, you know, the checkpoints are spread out far enough that in traditional fell racing, you need to use a compass and a map in order to navigate from checkpoint to checkpoint. Well, what we didn't want to do is create this barrier to participation here in the United States for folks who might not be as familiar and comfortable with compass and map navigation. So we host a fell race and offer two different courses. We offer a short course in which folks can get sort of the flavor of fell racing, but without the pressure of having to navigate. In other words, the short course, checkpoints A, B, and C, will be marked like any of our other mountain races with flags and possibly arrows for people to follow. So people can just follow the course markings. However, even on the short course, participants can deviate from the marked course if they wish to. If they feel like they can navigate from checkpoint to checkpoint in a much more direct manner than we have laid out in terms of the course, they don't have to follow the course markings. They do need to follow. They do need to arrive at the checkpoints in alphabetical order, though. You got to go to checkpoint A first, and then B, and then C, and then you go to the finish. So you can follow the course markings, or if you are ambitious and want to at least get the spirit of fell racing, you can travel between the checkpoints in any direction, in any manner that you wish. The long course is just three additional checkpoints. So it's, of course, the first three, A, B, and C, and then the additional checkpoints of D, E, and F. Those checkpoints, D, E, and F, they do not have traditional course markings from checkpoint to checkpoint. Participants will have to navigate by their own will from checkpoint to checkpoint, once again, finding the checkpoints in order. What we do provide maps. The resort will provide a course map for us with the checkpoints on the map. The maps are available on our website, too, acidoticracing.com. If you visit the Bretton Woods Fell Race webpage, you'll see the map is there. We encourage folks that are going to participate in the long course to do a little research before, spend a little time with the map before race day, and sort of plan out your course of attack if you are participating in the long course.
Great. This is so interesting. So after commercial break, we'll answer the questions that I know are ruminating in people's minds. Are these events beginner-friendly, and what are some of the additional challenges of trail running? We'll return with Chris Dunn, who is the principal of Acidotic Racing, after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio this weekend, September 24th and 25th, and with me today and tomorrow is Chris Dunn, who is the principal of Acidotic Racing. Before I get back to Chris, just want to put a big shout out to all of my dentist friends and business colleagues and insurance brokers as well who joined me yesterday, Friday, September 23rd at Breakfast Hill Golf Club. I'm not really a great golfer, but will participate when it's a good cause. And of course, that golf tournament is the Thurston Carpenter 19th annual Thurston Carpenter Golf Tournament. We raise over $12,000 for our Delta Dental Foundation, which supports oral health programs in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont for the underserved population, and also promotes the program we have called Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. So back to you, Chris. So I'm listening to this. I'm a runner. I'm saying a generic runner out there. I primarily do road racing. I occasionally do a trail race. Sounds really interesting. How do I get involved with Acidotic Racing, and are you going to get me involved with events that aren't beginner friendly? So try to answer those questions for us.
Sure. We're always looking to add great people to our endurance racing community. I get inquiries quite often from folks who have come to know Acidotic Racing in one of two ways. Either they have seen and witnessed and had a chance to meet some of our existing members who they will see at, road races and trail races and mountain races and bike races throughout New England. They'll get a chance to meet our athletes, and without exception, folks come away from those interactions always very impressed with the quality of people that we have representing us. or they've come into they've come to know acidotic racing through our events. So they've participated in one of our snowshoe or trail or mountain races. And it's those experiences then that oftentimes lead folks to reach out to me to ask, how do they become a member of acidotic racing? We as I said, we love adding great people to our community, and it's really just as simple as folks sending me an email expressing that they are interested in becoming part of our endurance racing community. My email address is contact@acidoticracing.com. That email is on our website as well. And it's just a matter of sending me a note, expressing their interest in joining, and then we sort of take it from there. I'm so incredibly proud of the folks who represent acidotic racing, and it's not necessarily just because of their athletic exploits in terms of podium finishes or PRs. What I'm most proud of in terms of the acidotic racing community is their volunteer spirit. Every time I put out a call for volunteers for any of the events that we host, I always have overwhelming support from our membership. And almost always when folks come and participate in one of our events, it's our volunteers that they come into contact with. They don't always get a chance to see me and talk to me, but always folks who come to participate in our events get a chance to interact with our volunteers. And our volunteers, I think, are some of the best in the business, and we certainly couldn't do what we do without their help. So just encourage folks to send me an email, and I can talk to them about how to get involved.
And Chris's website, again, is acidoticracing.com. And I know your team has a brilliant presence at these races, having participated in the Andover Trail Race and then the Loon Race, which you headed up, and then the Cranmore Race, which Paul Kirsch headed up, and obviously seeing your team as well as at the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. And I even saw one at two recently in Stowe at the Race to the Top of Vermont. So your presence is everywhere, and I did all of those races, so I know that they're all really great athletes, but they're also great people. And of course, there's a social component of this. I know you have a little get-together tonight, the night of September 24th. So, and the volunteer spirit that you reference is awesome. And I also know you give back to the community where possible.
Yeah, we certainly do. Our three pillars for our team and our organization are community, competition, and charity. Those are the three foundations for our team and our business. And every decision that we make, whether it's with regard to our members or our team, or our events, is based on those three pillars. And so, being involved with our communities and giving to local and regional and national charities is really, really important to us.
It's awesome, the quintessential New Hampshire way. Now, I know we've talked about the Bretton Woods race, which is coming up in a week, and it has the two component, the fell component and the slightly shorter race, which directionally challenged people like myself should do. But what other races do you have on tap for the mountain and fall series? And you can tell us, where they are and whether or not they are beginner friendly.
Sure. So after the Fell race next weekend, we have two other races on our schedule. We are hosting Vulcan's Fury Trail Race at Pawtuckaway State Park in Nottingham, New Hampshire on October 15th. This is the fourth or fifth year for our Vulcan's Fury Trail Race. All of our trail races have two different distances, what we call a long course and a short course, so that, again, we don't create any artificial barriers to participation, that our short course, and with respect to Vulcan's Fury, I believe the short course is approximately 5 miles, That's a great, we feel that's a great distance to introduce people to trail running. The longer course at Vulcan's Fury is closer to 11 miles, and folks will race up and over an extinct volcano, hence the name of Vulcan's Fury. We think that it's the only trail race in New England that races on an extinct volcano. So the long course at Vulcan's Fury is a little bit more gnarly. It's longer, it's rootier and rockier, and certainly a much greater challenge. But the short course at Vulcan's Fury, 5 miles, well, it does have the same sort of classic New England trail running feel with rocks and roots. The shorter distance means that really, you know, any beginning trail runner certainly can tackle that that challenge. After Vulcan's Fury, we're actually adding a new race to our schedule. We are actually very close to actually making this formal announcement, and maybe I guess this is the formal announcement.
Breaking news, right. September 24th, right here on The Pulse.
Yes, we are going to be the new hosts of the Purity Spring Thanksgiving Day 5K. This is a 5K trail race at Purity Spring in Madison, New Hampshire. It is directed by Catalina Kirsch. You might recognize that last name. That is Paul Kirsch's wife. Kat has been putting that race on for a number of years, and just recently asked us to become the official event organizers. We gladly accepted that. Kat will continue to direct the race, but she will direct it as an Acidotic Racing event starting this Thanksgiving. So that information is actually up on our website now. We sort of did a soft launch of that. We posted her race on our website a week or so ago, and I'm happy to make that formal announcement today on your radio show, Tom, that the Purity Spring Thanksgiving Day 5K trail race, which is 100% fundraiser for the Kennett track and field cross country programs.
That's awesome.
So all of the proceeds from that event go to that school's track and cross country field program. And in fact, interestingly enough, this probably instantly becomes the largest trail race that we host. Kat has an incredible following at this race with over 200 participants, and they're local people. I mean, it's a Thanksgiving morning trail race, so, you know, people don't travel for hours at a time, you know, to go to a Thanksgiving Day race. They do it in their community, and there's such an active, supportive community there in the Madison, New Hampshire area, that this ends up being probably the largest trail race that we host.
That's awesome, the Madison. And getting back to the Pawtuckaway, there's a race there later in the year that we help sponsor with Walmart for Children's Hospital. That is a beautiful area. And it's really, for people, if you don't realize, it's a short jaunt from Concord, getting on 101, right? I mean, it's no big deal to get there.
No, and we're so very fortunate to be able to host an event at a New Hampshire state park. The state park system here in New Hampshire is such an incredible resource, and we're very proud to be able to bring people not only from New Hampshire to visit the park, but also people from outside of New Hampshire that may not have otherwise visited this incredible natural resource that we have here. And at least on the long course at Pawtuckaway, we're exploring and sending folks through some of the most spectacular topography and geography that we have here in the state of New Hampshire in terms of glacial erratics, you know, these boulders that were left from the ice age that are, you know, the size of a cape and house, and this ring dike, this extinct volcano, this natural formation that only exists in a handful of places in New England. It happens to exist at Pawtuckaway. So it's an incredible place, and we're so very happy and fortunate to be able to bring people there.
And, of course, Acidotic Racing will put on a great race. Having experienced at Loon, it's totally first class. Now, all these races that we've mentioned, upcoming, Bretton Woods, Pawtuckaway, and the one in Madison, if I go on acidoticracing.com, I'll find that information?
All of the information on our events can be found on our website. The way the website is set up, when you visit the website, the events in that season will be displayed on that page. But if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll actually see all of the events that we host. And now we are hosting events through all seasons, winter right through fall. So there's really something going on all the time at Acidotic Racing headquarters, and we're doing our best to keep people busy and active all year round.
And as you said to me a while ago, you're already planning out the snowshoe races, and the leaves haven't quite even turned yet. So that's awesome. Chris, you do a great job with Acidotic Racing. I love your three pillars. Final word from you?
We're looking forward to hosting the mountain racing community at the last USATF New England mountain race of the circuit at our Bretton Woods Fell Race Inferno. Folks can check out the USATF Mountain Series by visiting usatfne.org/trail. All of the information on the USATF Mountain Circuit can be found there. Beyond that, we look forward to seeing folks at a trail race this fall, hopefully.
Chris Dunn, thank you for all you do for trail racing, for mountain racing, for snowshoe racing, for wellness community in general, and for giving back. Chris Dunn, CEO of Acidotic Racing, thank you again. I will see you at Bretton Woods next weekend. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.